USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Artillery fire in the Ukraine. Ukraine's military on Thursday accused Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine of firing shells at a village in Lalungsk region, hitting a kindergarten. The military said there was no casualties. Earlier, the same Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine accused government forces in Ukraine of opening fire on their territory four times in the past 24 hours. The nonviolent peaceful protests by truckers and some Canadian citizens against the COVID-19 mandates in Canada took a turn for the worse in Parliament Wednesday when Prime Minister Trudeau called Republicans Nazis.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag.
Canadian Parliament member Melissa Latzman fires back at Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As inflation cripples your buying power, buying a used car will dent your wallet.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, averaging 70 months. That's new and used. Now, used vehicles are going $500 a month on average, so this isn't just a here and now problem, right? If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the country moves from COVID-19 pandemic to endemic, a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital calls out the Center for Disease Control for keeping some findings secret. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Well, some of the most flawed and misleading studies of the entire pandemic have come from our own CDC. The two studies on natural immunity, which went against 150 other studies showing that it's effective, the Maricopa Mass Study, the Kansas Mass Study, all of these studies would not have passed any muster in a respected medical journal. But the CDC has its own journal called MMWR, which is not subject to independent peer review. So what they do is they hoard the data. They don't release the underlying raw data to researchers around the country. And in their own time, they publish in their own journal with their own conclusions, which often are not derived from the data presented itself. So what you have is this unprecedented trend of using scientific research for political propaganda. And if I were advising the administration right now, I'd say make all the data available to the public so researchers around the country can do their own independent analysis. People just want honesty. They just want the data straight. They want honesty with their with the COVID data and the story.
The enormous underwater volcano off the coast of Tonga last month not only caused record plumes of ash into the air. According to GLD360, the ground-based global lightning detection network, the eruption triggered nearly 590,000 lightning strikes over a three-day period. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.